Peace and Dreams on ABC Gold with Murray. Sandra Moon with you. It is 14 past nine. Front page of the Herald Sun today details just a shocking case of child neglect, which was missed by the Department of Health and Human Services. A four-year-old girl cared for by her aunt weighed just 9.3 kilograms when she was admitted to hospital in a life-threatening condition, obviously severely malnourished. Now how, it begs the question, could the department have missed warning signs about this young girl's welfare? It comes as a damning report by Victoria's Commissioner for Children and Young People outlines systemic issues with child protection and family services. It's something, in fact, that Wangaratta-based member for Northern Victoria, Tanya Maxwell, is determined to change. Tanya Maxwell, good morning.
Good morning, Sandra. Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you, along with all of us, are just shocked by this particular case.
Absolutely, Sandra, and it's not only disturbing, it's incredibly distressing every time we see these headlines in the papers of our children being neglected.
And taking a look at the report as well, it sort of indicates that problems like this are quite widespread.
They are. In fact, Sandra, back in 2015, August 2015, it was identified that out-of-home care was failing vulnerable families and children then. This is something that has been an issue over a number of years, and we don't appear to be making a difference in saving and protecting our children as they need to be.
And a lot of people asking the question as well, how could this be missed by the Department of Health and Human Services?
Look, I think, Sandra, that Department of Health and Human Services are extremely under-resourced. I think that is certainly one issue. But I also think that it shouldn't be their sole responsibility either. You know, we have various people who have responsibility here. So we have the aunt in this particular case, or we have families. We have other professionals. We have schools. There are many other people who are mandated to report. But what I think we are clearly missing is that early primary preventative support, which goes back to that child maternal health. We need to be recognising these vulnerable families much, much earlier so that they're not slipping through these gaps, so it's not completely reliant on DHHS.
Mm. You're going to put forward a motion calling for an urgent review of the system. So what are you calling on the government to do?
So yesterday I put forward a motion, and that was actually in regards to the Lost Not Forgotten, the inquiry into children who have died by suicide who were under child protection. There was 35 children who suicided between 2007 and 2019. I think that we need to have a complete overhaul of child protection. We need to acknowledge the need for early intervention strategies. One of the issues that was flagged in this article about this four-year-old is that the child was not sighted. And that's something that was also recognised in this Lost Not Forgotten report, is that parents can be interviewed, but often the child is not. So the child doesn't have the opportunity to tell their own story. And I believe that they should absolutely have the opportunity to. And had this child been sighted a lot earlier, I mean, the fact that she didn't attend kindergarten for a significant amount of time, that's another responsibility of people to flag that and say, hey, where's this child? Why aren't they attending? We also want to ask the government to review the failed system and increase the transparency across the board for the Department of Health and Human Services in their reporting outcomes, and invest more money in early intervention to help eradicate exposure to violence and abuse of our children.
I know that there's often, you know, the flip side of this with people saying that the DHHS can, you know, target people who are doing their very best by their children and all of that. But when you talk about transparency, surely everyone must agree that even to have a visit or whatever is well and truly justified when you look at a case like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I go on about this constantly, that primary prevention. What we should be doing is preventing these children from having to be a part of child protection. We should be having initiatives and support that are preventing these children from having to go there. I am constantly lobbying and advocating for more resources to go into child maternal health, as I said. These children don't ask to be born, and when they are, they need to be loved, they need to be nurtured, they need to be provided with opportunities to be educated, and they need to be able to live a healthy lifestyle. In a very crude way of putting it, you know, these children must be nurtured from the womb to the tomb. And once they get to child protection, they're in that high crisis end. What I want to see is that child maternal health nurturing and looking after and supporting and empowering the mother, the father, whoever's in that family, so that those children don't fall through these gaps and don't become involved with child protection.
Member for Northern Victoria, Tanya Maxwell, before I let you go, a review of the system, any indication that it will happen?
We're still in early days yet, but I think if we continue in this place to present all this evidence to the minister, then I am hoping that he will sit down, acknowledge that something needs to be done, and that we will have a review of the systemic failures.
Good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wangaratta-based member for Northern Victoria, Tanya Maxwell there, and just talking about, well, the report by Victoria's Commissioner for Children and Young People outlining these issues with child protection and family services, and certainly highlighted by this just horrific case that we're learning about today of child neglect that was missed by the Department of Health and Human Services. Lots of messages coming through from you on 0467 842.